Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. And then I went and wrote Unlimited Possibilities and Unveiling Secrets from the Heart and Restored Vessels. I invite you to visit my website, www.fromthesoulofawoman.com, and you'll be able to find all four of my books there on my website. I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us tonight. I am also an entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and author. My first book, Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man. And you can find it at my website at ShirleyM.Carter.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm telling you, I've been having twist tongue tonight. I don't know what's going on here, but I was talking with the special guest, LaShawn McCrary, here, and I was saying, I don't know what's going on tonight, but this must be a super fantastic, wonderful book that she has released. And we're going to talk about that tonight. LaShawn McCrary is a guest. She's an author, a life coach, a speaker, a personal trainer, a hypnotherapist. Did I say that right, LaShawn?
You did. Yes, you did.
Wow. All
that is correct.
And you have a new book called Woman Within, Loving, Accepting, and Empowering Your Authentic Self. Wow.
Yes.
Tell
yes,
me
I
about
do.
That.
It's, thank you.
It's been some time since we've talked, and I was privileged to be on your show. What is the name of your show that comes on every week, LaShawn?
Intentional Life.
Yes. And how's your mom doing?
My mother is doing well. She is a wonderful lady. And when Valerie was on my show, she loved everything that Valerie was saying. So I had to order the book and have Valerie send her an autographed copy of it, which she loved. And that was great. And Intentional Life, I'm actually taking a hiatus for the beginning of this year. I will probably be back on during the month of May. I'm thinking May is going to be my target where I actually go back on the air, but all of the wonderful archives from 2009 all the way through 2012, they are available. So if you go to blogtalkradio.com/intentional life, and you will find all the archives for the shows.
Yes, thank you so much for that. You're doing such a powerful work in your community and nationally. As well, you've become, I remember when you were kind of just getting started, I was introduced to you by Tawana Williams,
mm-hmm.
and she spoke so highly of you. She said, this girl is bad. You got to have her come and speak at some of your events because she is just awesome. And then I had the opportunity of talking with you. Sometime we're on a phone call or something, and then you asked me to be on your talk show. And I had a good time doing it, was blessed by that. And then when you reached out and said that you had a new book, I knew it was awesome. Could you tell us about your book, Woman Within, Loving, Accepting, and Empowering Your Authentic Self?
Yes, I will. You know, that book, I have to tell you, I love it. I absolutely do. And it took me some time to write it. And it's not the biggest, thickest, longest book, but it's very powerful in the message. And it was amazing because when I originally started writing the book, I had this original concept. And it started off being titled as Worthy, Wealthy Woman. And it was great, and I kind of built the book around that premise. But as I didn't publish it at that time, I began to write different books. And as I grew and expanded more into my authentic self and, you know, walk in my true calling, what began to happen is there began to be a transition. And then, and for a while, my website, I changed the name of my website from my name, LaShawnMcQuarrie.com, to IntentionalWoman.com. And I put everything on women being intentional. And it was nothing but, again, this evolution that was taking place from the worthy, wealthy woman and also realizing that she's an intentional woman. And then when I wrote the book and I put them together and I was in the editing process, and, you know, the editor was saying, you know, I need you to blend these, because what happened is these books, they ended up getting merged together, because what I realized was that what I started writing years ago was still relevant today. So mm-hmm. when I picked it back up and began to write, it began to minister to me. Now, I wrote these words, and as I was reading them, I remembered them, but I was looking at them almost through a different set of eyes, because I'm not the same woman today as I was years ago when I originally began to write the book. And I realized that if it was that compelling to me, that I needed to get this book finished and get it put out there so that it can help all the other women in the world, whoever reads this book, so that they can begin to transition more into their authentic self. And so as I began to merge and blend and everything else, and I said, okay, I'm going to put these together. What am I really trying to say? You know, what is my focal point? And I remember, you know, asking the editor, I said, you know, I need you help me come up with some titles that, you know, and I really want to hone this in. And she said, what I want you to do is pray about it. She said, because this is your baby, you're birthing it, and it really has to come from you. And so she gave me some ideas and some things to think about, and I said, okay. And when we hung up the phone, within a minute, it was like, bam. And it just hit me just like that. And that's where Woman Within came from, because it truly was my inner woman, my inner being that rose up and decided to be her authentic self. And I was just like, and when I read it, I was just like, oh, I love it. You know, and I did, and I fell in love with it, and, you know, and then the subtitle of loving, accepting, and empowering our authentic self, it's a little bit of my own journey, and even though that's not per se necessarily mentioned in the book, but it's what we all need to do, love ourselves as we are, you know, and really accept it, you know, who we are, and then turn around and empower that woman. You know, really embrace her for who she is, everything that she does, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, because you know what? It's those bad experiences in life. Those are the ones that really teach us something. When everything is wonderful and the sky is bright and sunshiny and we have a pocket full of money and all the bills are paid and life is wonderful, then you know what? It's easy to have a great day. But can you have a great day when things are going bad? When there are a lot of things that are falling down around you and you don't seem to know at that point in time how to fix it, how to pick up the pieces, what's going to happen in your life, can you still empower that woman within? Because you're still dynamic, you are still worthy of love, and you are still powerful even in your darkest hour. So this is why I wanted to finish this book and let all the women out there know, hey, sweetie, guess what? You are powerful. You may not be using those powers. You may not even be aware of how powerful you are, but you are worthy, and I want you to unleash. And so I give them permission to release the woman within.
Wow, that is powerful, because one of the things that you said in describing your book or defining your book is you said that our deepest desire in life is to be free. Now, you know, that's you say a profound thing, because of the fact that I often talk to individuals and I say that I lived a life for 17 years in a sitcom. Mm-hmm. I was living somebody else's life, not my own, because I wanted to be somebody different, but I wasn't. So I felt trapped. I felt that I was not free. And it took me some time to find my liberty even after I was free. Can you expound a little bit on living intentionally?
Well, when I talk about living intentionally, I define an intentional woman as a woman who has made the decision to dwell and take authority in her own life. And let me expound on that. When I look at this woman, again, it's a woman who has made the decision, and that's where it starts. Because in life, we have many options. And I know so many people say, well, I can't do this, I can't do that. That in and of itself is a decision, to decide to say that I can't, or to take a stance where you allow yourself to be lower than what you really are. So we have to make this decision to dwell. And dwell, that means live in the now. That means really seize the moment and really take a look at it, what you like about it, what you dislike about it, and what you're going to do to change it, and really dwell. And then the other part is take authority in our own lives. So if you don't like what you see in your life, you have the ability and the power within you to change it. But it's going to come from your decision. It's going to come from your dwelling in that life and you ultimately taking the authority. Because like you said, Valerie, after you went through that 17-year period, and then you kind of had to figure things out. But that's okay, because at least you decided, let me figure this out. And sometimes it takes a while for us to go through that process of figuring it out. But then once you do, you stand up and you take authority. You be all that you can be. And that power is always there and it's available to us. But for so many women, it's difficult for them to stand up because they've been put down for so long. And for whatever reason, and that's why when I open up the book and in the prelude and I began talking about it's time for the daughters of God to really rise up and to step into their place of position. And this is not a feminine movement, but this is a movement of God. This is something that's within us that we can be doing, something that we can move towards once we decide that we are going to do it. And so once we do that, then we have to deal with certain issues in our lives. And then I open up the book starting in the first chapter talking about how we define ourselves. Do we define ourselves through the men in our lives? Do we define them through our careers? You know, our beauty, our possessions, our children. How is it that you up until now have been defining your life? Because if you're only looking at yourself through other people and their needs and their wants and their desires, you're going to find yourself one day looking back and saying, okay, what now? What happened? Whose life is this? This isn't what I wanted. How did I end up where I am right now? And many times it's simply because, again, we have begun to define ourselves through the eyes of others instead of through the eyes of God, and realizing that we had the strength and the power in us all along to make different choices. And this is not about judging yourself, because if you made those choices, and at one point or time in all of our lives, we've all done that, you know, and it was, you know, innocent, we didn't know, and that's fine. But now that you know, and that's the reason why I'm writing this book, to let you know that if you've made those decisions, you can change course. And so that's the whole thing about being this intentional woman, because, again, we really have to get this in our minds. We really have to accept the fact that there is so much greatness in us, and I don't want any of us to take this to our grave. So let's wake up. Let's have this sense of awakening and this stirring within our spirit that's going to allow us to be our authentic self.
That is so powerful. I like what you said in the book about when you started to write the book, it started out to be one thing and then it evolved. And I remember from all of my books I've written four. So, and that's what it started out being one thing, and then it took on a whole new life of its own. And I'm sure that Shirley can attest to that, because she just released her book and she was writing another book. And then it took on a life, and then she released this, Shirley.
Yes, and I, you know, LaShawn, I'm just listening to you, and I'm smiling over here because I can identify with what you're saying, you know, and especially when I, like Val was saying, I started writing this book, and this book that I released just took on its own personality and everything, and I'm like, when I stepped back and I read it, and I was like, wow, I said that? Where did that come from? You know, and but
exactly.
Because, you know, God was like, this is what I need you to say. And it was like
wow.
another person mm-hmm. wrote it, and I was reading what someone else had written. I was like, I wrote that? You know, and this title, because, you know, the title changed in everything. So I can definitely identify with that. And
wow.
I love what you're saying about how we find ourselves 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the line trying to identify with who we really are because of where
exactly.
we are at in our lives at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you. And it's so true. So often, you know, we're held captive by our either circumstances or situation. Do you have any advice on how a woman can step out of that but still maintain her current situation? Is there a transformation that she can transition smoothly, you know? And I'm excited about your book, and I know it's probably in the book how she can transition.
Well, great.
Oh.
But, well, and, you know, and to answer your question, Shirley, you know, one of the things that has to happen when we, again, begin to establish ourselves, and I even talk about that in the book, you know, establishing yourself as this intentional woman and accepting your worthiness. And the first thing that I always suggest is you begin to open up your connection with God. So regardless of where you are spiritually, that is where I have everybody start. My clients, you know, anybody that I deal with, I always go there first because that's where your strength is going to come from. That's where you're rebuilding and you're renewing and you're rejuvenation and you're replenishing. And everything that you need is going to start right there. Because there's a certain amount of confidence and, you know, courage and boldness that you need to begin to even take that first step and say, enough is enough. And so when you start with that relationship and you continue to build up and you build your prayer life and, you know, and you meditate and you do whatever it is that helps you deepen that connection, that is the first place that you start. And then I also talk to them about, you know, well, your life, where did that come from? You know, did you want these things? Is this the life that your parents wanted you to have? Was it the life that all of your friends were leading and you didn't want to feel left out, so then you just kind of went with the flow? You know, what happened? And again, looking at it not from a place of judgment, but just looking at it enough to understand what happened and then decide, what do I want now? What is it that I want my life to look like? And then realizing that you can still have that. And I tell people, I don't care what age you are. I don't even want to know what age you are. If you are still on this earth and you are breathing and your mind is functioning, you can make things happen. But you have to have that belief in yourself that it's not too late. My ship hasn't sailed. All those things, cancel all of that out and keep moving forward. And again, that's where having this really great, deep relationship with God is going to help you out, because in the beginning, you're not going to believe that you can do it. I'm sure, Valerie, you know, after you went through that, you know, that phase in your life, and you know, and I've experienced this, and probably all of us have experienced that, any time when you're getting ready to go through a transition, the fear sets in. And many times that's why we stayed where we were for so long, because we were afraid, you know. And even being transparent in my own life, part of the reason why it took me so long to bring this book out was because there was a part of me that was just like, well, what if people don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if this? And so I had all of these thoughts in my head, because once it's on print, it's out there for people to judge. And I was okay
right.
with people maybe not liking me, but this is like my child. And so for somebody to not like that, I would take it personally. And it took me a while to realize, you know what, it doesn't matter. And one of the things that I heard a couple years ago, actually, is I remember I was listening to a conference call, and Jack Canfield was on there. For those of you who aren't familiar with Jack Canfield, he was one of the authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books and many others, really great speaker. And one of the things that he said on that conference call was that every time he writes a book, he said, I have a ton of editors. We all go over it from page to page, you know, cover to cover, the whole book. He said, and it never fails that on the day that book comes out, I find an error. And he said, but he doesn't dismiss the book. He doesn't tell them to stop printing. He tells them to go forward with it because he knows that the message, that whatever it is that he wrote about, is still powerful and people need to read it. And, you know, and that really, and you know, and that stuck with me. I mean, that really stuck with me, and it was like, wow. You know, and I thought about it. He gave many examples of when you think of the different car companies, they bring out new cars every year. Sometimes we like them, sometimes we don't. You don't see, you know, General Motors or Mercedes-Benz or BMW. You don't hear them saying, oh, they don't like our car, let's fold up. Let's not sell any more cars. They don't do that. They keep doing it. And so in that same manner, we need to learn that once we realize what it is that we want to do, that we need to keep going and let go of the fear. And realize you're right, some people aren't going to like it. But if I focus on the people who are going to like it, if I focus on the women who need to hear this, then that's where I draw my strength from and say, you know what, I'm going to put this book out there. And that's exactly what I did, and I kept reminding myself of that. And the more that I gave myself permission to be judged, to be criticized, and to not care, that was when I was able to step up and say, okay, the time has come, I'm doing this. This book is getting out there. Regardless of what happens, I'm putting it out there. And so even in that transition and kind of going back to the other portion of your question, Shirley, about the smooth transition, transitions aren't always necessarily going to be smooth, but they go a lot smoother when you stop fighting it and you just roll with it. When you just allow the current of life to just go ahead, you put your best out there, you pray, you put in the work, you keep up your good attitude and everything else, and then you just go with it. And then you will see that the situations in your life, eventually they will change. But so many times we're fighting everything. We don't have to fight everything. There are so many things that we can let go of, but we keep fighting them, and we don't have to do that.
That is absolutely correct. And also looking at some of the information, by the way, those of you that have just joined in, I'm talking to LaShawn McCrary. She is the author of the new book, Woman Within, Loving, Accepting, and Empowering Your Authentic Self. LaShawn, where can people purchase your book?
They can purchase it, and actually we're doing pre-sales right now, and you can order your copy on my website at LaShawnMcCrary.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W-N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C-R-A-R-Y.com.
Thank you so much for that, and those of you who didn't get that, you can always email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com, and I will make sure you get the information on how to purchase her book. This book, I mean, it's just so exciting. I'm excited for you, and it seems like it's going to help empower and inspire so many women, regardless of your situation. You may just be okay and want a good book to read. This is a good book to read. What about when you talk about pursue your dreams and ambitions and let go of the past? Because now when you talk about let go of the past, I know a lot of people are just like how I was. I had the hardest time letting go of the past.
Wow. You know, one of the characteristics, because I also list in the book that there are 12 characteristics to help develop the woman within. And one of the characteristics that I list is that of forgiveness. We have to learn to forgive. And any time when you're holding on to the past, you are holding on because you have not forgiven. Now, or anybody gets, you know, too far out there, continue to listen. this is what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not saying what they did was okay. Forgiveness does not mean that you condone what they did. You know, it doesn't mean any of that. But what it does say is that you realize that something happened to you that you disliked, and you are willing to release it so that you can grow, so that you can eradicate pain, so that you can move on and have joy and peace in your life. Because unforgiveness affects you, not that person. And when people really get that, it is hurting you. It is affecting your health. You may be sitting around angry and bitter and making decisions in your life based on what somebody else did, and that person is sitting around and they're not thinking about you. And so what good does it do you when you decide, and I can say this because years ago, before I became the woman that I am, I was one of those people where I had this attitude that if I could hold a grudge from now to the end of time, and I, you know, and there were people where I got into bad, you know, those knockdown, drag out arguments, and I would make this statement, you know, I'm going to, you know, be mad at you or hate you until the end of time, until I die or you die, whichever one happened first. And that was really how I felt at that time, until I realized, what is this doing to me? How is this affecting my life? Because the past belongs in the past. You are right now in the present. And whenever you drag all that extra baggage along with you, it holds you down. It prevents you from moving forward. And so I tell people, you know what? Don't let anybody's past actions dictate your future. And that's exactly what you're doing. If you're not going out there, and I'll use relationships as an example, because you were hurt by one man in the past and now you refuse to open up your heart to love again, you're holding back yourself from having love and joy and a healthy relationship in your life. You are letting one person, or maybe even two people, dictate your future because of something they did years ago. Is it worth it? And when you begin to think about these things and really sit there, meditate on it and focus on it and know that, you know what, you can release it. You can release it at any time that you choose to. And so that's where we talk about, you know, letting go of the past, really releasing it. And you know that you're over it. You know when you're done with it, when you can see that person or hear that person's name and it does nothing to you inside. If you hear that person's name or you see them and all of a sudden you want to roll your eyes or smack your lips or you want to walk out the room or I can't be in the same space as them, then you haven't let it go. Because if you let it go, there's no anger. You're not angry about things that you've let go of. There's no hostility. There's no bad feelings. There are no tears. There's no need to run around the corner and say, you know who that is? You know what that person did to me? You don't even think about those things because you're done with it. And so that's your test of how you know. And then I also mentioned in the book, if this is difficult, feel that you have it within you and your own strength to do this, that's when you need to get on your knees and get to praying. And you ask God to help you deal with that situation because, yes, there are some hurts that cut a lot deeper than others, and I totally understand that. And I don't want anybody to think that I am not sympathetic and, hey, empathetic for that matter to what you have experienced, but I also know that I don't want you and I love you too much to allow you to stay in that position. And so I'm just planting these seeds, and you do whatever you want to do with these seeds, but I'm planting these seeds because I want you to know that things can be different and things can be better in your life.
Wow, that is powerful. And, you know, one of the things I said, I had the opportunity of speaking to a women's group on Sunday, and one of the things that I was led to say to them was that fear and failure is a place that we have the ability to leave at any time. But the thing
That's
is,
right.
We don't recognize that we're operating in a spirit of fear because it's been with us for so long. We've been at home with it for so long. We don't know that that's the spirit we're functioning in, and it holds us back, and we hold that anger that we're wanting to do to get back at that individual that we feel betrayed us,
it holds us captive.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And so holding on to that anger and thinking that it's doing something to the other person, it's not. And again, it's doing more to you than it is to them. And I don't want any of us to be damaging ourselves, because then we begin to dismiss our own joy and our own lives. So we want to make sure that we get the best in everything. You know, we're supposed to live these abundant lives and, you know, and have more than enough. Well, when you don't have the joy, it pulls away from that. But we deserve that, and we have every right to it. But we have to make sure that we, as women, are not doing anything to push that away from us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so your book basically is a healing mechanism for the women inside, because of the fact that we often say things with our mouth, but inwardly we're still torn up about it, and we look for an excuse or a way to get back at individuals, even because we often say, oh, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're helping that healing process of pulling back the layers to for them to look authentically in the mirror and say, this is where I am, this is where I hurt, this is where I'm broken, and this is where I need my freedom.
You know what? You said that perfectly. I can't add anything away from that. And ultimately, and I loved it when you used the word healing, because that's everything that I do is about helping women heal. And whatever that looks like for you, whatever it is that you need to help you do that through the coaching, through hypnotherapy, whatever method is that's necessary. But you're right, to help us heal. And you know what you just said there about that, well, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget. And here's the thing. I heard somebody say, and it cracked me up, it was on television, and a lady said, well, people can't forgive because they can't forget. And I laugh at that, because if you could forget all the bad things that happened to you, you wouldn't need to forgive, because there'd be nothing to forgive because you forgot all about it. And so that's the wonderful thing about forgiveness, because it stretches us. It teaches us something, because whether we like it or not, people show up in our lives to show us who we are. Yes, we learn things about them. But you also, if you look at it from that perspective, you learn a lot about yourself as well. That's why there are certain women that run into the same type of guy over and over again, whether he be a liar, whether he be a cheater or an abuser or whatever type of person he is. If you are consistently getting that same thing in your life, it's time to stop looking at them and take a look inside. What's inside of you? And that was why, again, when I put together this list of these characteristics, one of them is she knows her worth. Another one is she has high self-esteem. Why? Because when you have those things in place, it makes it, you know, those type of people do not come in your space, because they know. And even if they show up, they're going to leave out real fast, because you don't tolerate certain things, because certain things are not allowed in your space.
Wow, that is awesome. Now you said that you're not on the radio, but do you have any events coming up?
I will be doing some book signings. I'm still in the process of getting everything set up with all of this, because originally when I thought I was going to be able to release the book, that those dates and everything have been changed. So, but yes, I am definitely going to have some different workshops and book signings and everything else, and you can always find that information out on my website.
Oh, okay, which is
LaShawnMcQuarrie.com.
Okay, good. I'm actually trying to come to Atlanta next month. You know, I've been doing this tour called Fight for Your Dreams, and I'm trying to bring it to the Atlanta area, so I do need to talk with you and see how we can facilitate that and get it happening and get a chance to meet you face-to-face after all these years.
I know. And it's funny, because it seems like I've known you for such a long time and everything, but yeah, well, we never actually have met face-to-face. But sure, I would love that. Yeah, definitely reach out and, you know, and we'll make that happen.
Yeah, I had the opportunity a couple of months ago to meet someone that I had been talking to for about 10 years on the phone and never met them, and had the opportunity to meet them a couple of months ago, and it was just an awesome how you meet somebody. You talk to somebody and you envision them looking a certain way. Even though you see a picture, you still envision them somewhere looking differently. And it's always great to connect with individuals in the spirit and then grow with them and get to next level. And I'm so glad that I have had the opportunity to connect with somebody of power as yourself. And when you were doing this book, Woman Within, did you, kind of interview different women? Because I know you're a trainer and a life coach. Did you speak from any perspective per se, or this is just life experience for you?
You know what? I didn't exactly interview anyone, but what I did do was I drew from different experiences of different women. And so there was just like, I've heard this one mentioned before and this and that. And so just different things that I've learned throughout the years from whether it be the coaching or just conversations with my girlfriends and, of course, my own experiences too, all of that got pretty much put into the book. And, of course, before I write, I always spend a lot of time in prayer. And I say, okay, what needs to go in here? What needs to be a part of this so that this message can be conveyed in a way that impacts the lives of the women? And so, through that process, that was how I actually came up with it. And it's interesting because when I'm really in that vein and I'm really focused and honed in, ideas will just begin to just flow, and they just come to me, and the chapters and what to write and, the whole process, it just begins to unravel itself right before me, and that's pretty much what happened with this book.
Okay. I like I said, when I'm writing and stuff, everything I write is based on my own experiences and things I go through. That's why I call it the Soul Collection, because if you want to know anything about Valerie Parker, you just read my books. You'll know how I feel about stuff, And Shirley is a good friend of mine, and she'll tell me if you want to know anything about it, if she want to know how I feel about something, just ask me, because I'm going to tell you,
You
don't ever have to figure it out.
And that's hilarious, but I celebrate you for that, Valerie. And I say that because so many women have this thing where when we go through something, we're afraid to talk about our own experiences. And I was on another radio show just a few days ago, and it was interesting because one of the questions that she asked me, and I don't even remember, know if you remember this, Valerie, but I used to use the title of a motivational messenger. And so as I began to develop, my title kept changing, and at one point in time, I felt really bad about that because it was just like, man, I don't want people to think I'm going through an identity crisis or I don't know what I'm doing, and things like that. But what I realized is what I was doing is that as I was growing and learning, I allowed myself to accept who I was. I wasn't hiding under any mask and trying to just say one thing or be one thing, because the truth is I'm still a motivational messenger. The truth is I am still a wholeness coach. But now I just use the title of fulfillment specialist because I'm incorporating all of it in one. So everything I do is about being whole. Everything I do is about healing. Everything that I do is about the motivation, but also the action that takes place after the motivation. Because we all know we can go to a great conference, hear some wonderful speakers, and we're all great and hyped up for a couple of days after that conference, but it's what you do after that conference that matters. Motivation wears off very quickly, very easily. So after that happens, now what? Are you going to continue to use the tools and equip yourself with everything you learned in that conference, or are you just going to just say, okay, it was good, and then wait until the next conference to get hyped up again and then start the process all over? No, it's what you do from book to book and from conference to conference. That's what matters.
Absolutely. Sometimes, unfortunately, people go to conferences, and once they leave that conference, everything they learned or felt that they received at that conference, they just received it right there and left everything behind.
Mm-hmm. and that does happen, and that's unfortunate. And even in the very last chapter of my book, it's titled Call to Action. And I called them on the carpet about that. Okay, now that you have all of this information, you've read this book, put it down and go do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who do you need to call? What is it that you need to do to start making these changes happen in your life? Because I know if you do not do something, and I heard a statistic that within 24 hours of leaving any conference, if you have not taken a powerful action step towards your goal, whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, that you're not going to.
Mm,
so
wow.
Whoever picks up my book and read it, in less than 24 hours, you need to do something. You need to do something, and I mean something that is going to cause you to step out of your comfort zone, and I mean really step in the water and do whatever it is, and I love it. One of my favorite books is Who Moved My Cheese? Dr. Spencer Johnson. And one of the questions that has followed me ever since I read that book was the question, what would you do if you were not afraid? What would you do if you were not afraid? Where would you be right now if you were not afraid? What would you have right now in your life if you weren't afraid? And see, when we get to the point where it costs us more to be afraid than it does to just move, then you'll move. When you really get tired of it, and that's how I always tell people, you'll know because you'll move. Because you're going to get to the point where my circumstances are the same, they haven't changed, but I've changed, and you move in spite of your circumstances. And because you're tired of being afraid, you're tired of living that life, so you just say, you know what, I don't care anymore, I'm just going for it. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make it happen. And you just move.
Hmm. Let me ask you this. Being that your book is called Woman Within, what about the men? Is there anything in here for the men? I mean, just like my book, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. I've had men that read my book and called me and said, thank you so much that they have learned from the book and they were inspired to treat their wives better or take a second look at the way they carry themselves and the way they do things to realize that, you know, they were hurting their wives and their actions. So what about your book, Woman Within? Is it a book that a man could pick up and read?
You know what? Yes. And I say that because pretty much similar to yours, what it will do for a man is teach him about women and why certain women. It'll give him an idea of, oh, that's why this particular woman responds this way or acts this way. You know, and it really will give them, you know, some insight into how women think and how women feel, which is very important for a man to know. And so, yes, yeah, so, you know, if you are a guy, yes, by all means, pick it up and read it. And I also say this, if you are a man, use this book to help your daughter if you have one.
Wow.
Your daughters, your nieces, your granddaughters, because the earlier you get to them, the better off they will be. And it's unfortunate that a lot of women, you know, we have to be grown before we begin to start our own self-improvement and everything else. But if we can get them at little girls, you know, and there's even a section where I talk about, you know, the relationship between a little girl and her father and what happens when she does not have a healthy relationship with her father. You know, as a man, you need to know that. You know, when you look at all the women in the streets and you have all these things to say about them, you need to understand that there are some reasons why she's like that, and there are some things that you need to be doing so that your daughter doesn't turn into something that you don't want to see other women doing.
Mm. What do you have anything in the book as it relates to the sexuality? Because I know you have dealt with bullying and stuff, and how sometimes young teenagers, they get into situations where they're with other females and they force them to choose a lifestyle that's not godly. Do you deal with that?
In this particular book, no. I didn't touch on that particular subject because, again, it was geared more towards adult women and having them begin to look inside. But, again, like I said, even for someone who is maybe dealing with that, again, by reading through and learning to identify with the different characteristics in there, being honest and trustworthy and respecting herself and loving herself, what it means to be assertive and compassionate. And we talked about being forgiving earlier and intentional. By her grabbing on to those seeds, that's definitely going to be something that could help.
Hmm. Okay. That's good, because a lot of times, you know, we have these teenagers and stuff, and they've not dealt with their authentic self because they have no idea what that looks like or what that feels like.
Absolutely.
Because
that's right.
They've been giving mirages, camouflage, where they're dealing with chameleons that tell them this is the way it should go and this is what love is, and it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, and that's such an unfortunate thing. And, again, that's why for me, in everything that I do, it always goes back to you developing your own relationship with God. Because when you have that, that's what's going to help you, you know, really begin to discern, this is not right. I know that everybody else is doing it, but that's not where my life is going to go. That's not what's in store for me. And so as they begin to identify that, it's going to help them in the long run, you know, and hopefully deter them from, you know, being in that environment. And, you know, and if possible, and hopefully there's somebody there that can pull them out of that, you know. And so I do say to the mothers and the fathers, even other concerned family members, you know, get involved with the children. I think it's sad, you know, I actually have a client right now, and she's dating a guy who is a coach, and I can't remember what sport it is that he coaches, but he said that only one parent shows up to the game. One. You know, you got 20 kids that you're coaching and only one parent shows up. You know, and so people need to be involved in their children's lives, because the thing is, your children are going to have a role model in their life, and it can be
right.
You or it can be somebody else. And unfortunately, when it's somebody out there in the streets, you have no idea who it's going to be. That's why drug dealers are glamorized. That's why, you know, strippers and women sliding up and down poles, that's why they're glamorized, because that's what's in front of them. You don't want anything that's on television to become your child's role model. Be careful with that. You know, but again, we have to take the time as the parents and the family members of those children to instill great things in them, because as much as I love my clients, I don't want them, you know, even with all the different coaches and, you know, and speakers and everybody that's out there, when we look at the world today, it's just like, wow, you know, we're always going to have clients. And I say that in a way where I love and appreciate my clients, but I don't love the hurt. I don't love the pain that they're experiencing. And so if we can head off some of these things, let's do it. You know, let's join together and let's make sure that we're taking care of our children.
Amen to that. Shirley, you have any other questions for LaShawn?
LaShawn, I am so happy to have you on here tonight with us, and to hear how much you have really poured your soul into your book, but you allow God to use you to write this book. And you keep coming back to the basic, and that's one of the things I talk about in my book, getting back to the basic, and that is reconnecting with God. We can't do anything, nothing, without connecting with Him and allowing Him to use us and place us in the position and in the state of mind, physically, emotionally, and everything that He wants for us. And then we're unstoppable once we allow him to do that. And anything
yes.
that, you know, your characteristics, they all still go back. And if you're struggling, you talk about praying, you know, and you pray yourself through it, whatever it is, but get there. By all means, reconnect and get there. Thank you so much for sharing that. I don't have any questions. I just wanted to comment, you know, compliment you on putting it there.
And Shirley, what is the name of your book?
Inside the Mind of a Woman and the Soul of a Man.
Mm.
And with that, I talk about how we as women and our minds and where our minds can go. And then sometimes we feel like a man doesn't think and doesn't feel, but a man comes from within his soul. So when he gives from within his soul and deep down in there, then there's not a whole lot left for him to give. And once that soul has been broken, all the pieces never come back. You get some of them back, but never.
Wow. And, you know, even in your book, using that title, you know, it's, again, going inside. you know, and I think that's really powerful because that's where, you know, the books that are written and the speakers that you hear and everything else, even this show tonight, these are all great. But again, you have to go inside, you know, take these things that, you know, that is, you know, making your mind, making you really think and really piercing your heart and your soul. But take these things you're listening to and apply them to the inside. You know, because it really is a job that changes an inside job, and the only person that can do it is you.
That's so true. That is so true. So I am very excited about you and your book.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, of course, much success to you and your book, and Valerie, to you, a continuation of success to you for all of your books. So I'm going to catch up with you soon, Valerie. All these ideas and everything that I have. You know, and it's funny because I've had so many different concepts for books and everything else, and a lot of them I've already started putting them together and everything. So, yeah, so there will be many, many more that actually come out. So I'm really excited about all of them that are coming out.
Well, you know, God is so amazing, and he's all so awesome, and his word is true. It says that he takes you from glory to glory. So in my climb of where I am now, it's, you know, in the books that I write, it's because I've been taken to glory to glory. So as I get revelation on some things and insight, I want to share it. I want to see women free. I want to see men free. I want the layers to be pulled back so that we can live productive lives, because there's so many individuals that are walking time bombs. They're out of control. Mm. People are just snapping. Mm-hmm. Children are just snapping. You got more children murdering and starting from like 8 years old and have no remorse whatsoever. There is no love there at all. So, you know, we all have a work to do. We all have a function in this earth, and if we have the ability or the power to impact or change someone's life by the stroke of a pen, I believe we need to do it and get the work done.
Amen.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with everything that you just said, Valerie. And, you know, and it's funny because people always ask me, because of the title, just like you did, you know, is this book for men? Could men read this and get something out of this? And you know what? I really look forward to the day when there are just as many men who are going to coaching, who are, you know, attending seminars and conferences. And I'm not talking about the ones business related, but I'm talking about the ones that are going to develop you as an individual. You know, and I even tell people, I will gladly coach a man just so long as he is willing to receive from me as a woman, you know, and even get past the gender part of it and look at it as a relationship, as even when I use the title of motivational messenger, that I am a messenger, that there's something inside of me that can help develop what's inside of you. And so if they can, you know, look at it from that perspective, then they can grow. Because, you know, it's like we have all these women who are growing and developing themselves, but the men need it to be done as well. And so, yes, men can learn from other men, and I, of course, encourage that. But don't dismiss all the valuable nuggets that are inside all these wonderful, beautiful, wise women of the world, because there are so many of us out there, and we are definitely willing to help you. So, you know, call on us. You know, use our gifts and our talents to help you develop yourself.
Yeah, when I started my retreats, my soul retreats, it started out, the very first one was women. And then after that, I got, the women went home and they had talked to their husbands and their boyfriends, and they were like, well, why is it just for women? We men need a place where we can talk and be able to share from our heart. So that second year on, I've opened it up to men. And then the last retreat I did, I had more men at the retreat than I did the women.
Yay! You feel good, Val. You go.
Yeah, because
awesome. That is wonderful.
Yeah, because we all need a safe place where we can feel that we can be able to communicate and be who we are and be on safe ground where it won't be thrown back at us, where we won't be feeling less than what we are, because we're all broken in some area. We're all ex something. We're all ex
right.
Prostitutes, drug addicts, liars, alcoholics, you name it. We're all ex something. We all came from doing something that we're ashamed of. So it is up to us to walk in that newness. You said it starts within, and that's why I was so delighted when you contacted me and told me that you had a book called Woman Within and Healing with the Layers, and you're such a wonderful, magnificent queen, and I salute you and all that you're doing, and I look forward to meeting you in the very near future. Any closing remarks?
That's right.
On, please give your information for them to contact you.
Yes, you can find me again at my website. I have a contact page on there, and also if you want to order my book, you can do so at LashawnMcQuarrie.com. That's LAS as in Sam, HAW, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, CCRARY.com.
Wow. It's almost sounded like you were going to get ready to do a song, LaShawn.
No, that's it. I'm just always like, okay, am I missing any letters in my name?
As always, my dear friends, thank you so much for visiting and joining in, listening on live radio or calling in, listening live or listening in and forwarding it to your friends. Thank you so much for doing that. I'm here because you're here. I look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday at 8 p.m. I have some wonderful guests for you that will help empower you and give you some information on generating wealth here, right now, today. So I look forward to you being with me next week, Tuesday at 8 p.m. As always, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're more powerful, and we're more powerful and beyond measure. Thank you so much, and all have a good night. Thank you, LaShawn and Shirley.
Oh, good night. Thank you. You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.